This year is the second annual Capital Region Canstruction event and involves 13 teams challenged with building structures that would fit the Capital Region Canstruction 2012 theme of Zoo Can Do It. Crews gathering tomorrow at the New York State Museum in Albany to build their 13 zoo animals out of over 40,000 canned goods in total. All of that food going to the food pantries of the Capital Region. The exhibit opens Thursday. It runs through April 26th. And having seen it last year, man, is it something to see. Joining us this morning, we welcome Sarah Stein. Sarah is an architect at EYP Architecture and Engineering and is currently the president of the board for Capital Region Canstruction. And in full disclosure, works with my wife. She was also one of the founding members of Canstruction in the Capital Region. Natasha Pernicka, am I right on that? Natasha? Yeah. All right. Kudos to me. She's here. She's the executive director of the food pantries for the Capital District. And welcome aboard. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And our old, dear, wonderful friend, Margie Skinner, is here. She joins us. She is just doing, as always, God's work, president of the board of the food pantries for the Capital District. And Margie, I always love having you before our microphones. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I love being here with you,
Joe.
You're
one of my
favorite
people,
you know that.
In the world, and I thank you very much. So let us begin with you, Sarah, and talk about this. So last year, you have Canstruction. It goes very well. You make there's Finding Nemo construction and made out of cans. You had Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You had Angry Birds. It was really cool. A lot of people came and it was a lot of work. And then at what point did you say, you know what, let's do it again?
The day after it ended.
Oh, there you go. Excellent. It was a no-brainer then.
Absolutely. Our board decided to take about a two-week hiatus and celebrate the success that we had of last year. And then, you know, it was really the community that motivated us to get going immediately again. People were asking, when is next year's? And here we are.
if you want to play along at home, go to zoocandoit2012.com, and you can just see some pictures of various structures that are made out of these cans. These are huge, hulking, massive structures made out of tens of thousands of cans, thousands of cans. And that's amazing because they look so realistic, and it's peas and mushroom stems.
It's extraordinary. The average can structure is about 3,000 cans. And if you imagine, they're simply just cans stacked on top of each other with a small substrate in between layers. And that's why it's so extraordinary that we can give this back to the community. With 13 participating teams, it's a lot of cans.
It is a lot of cans. Last year, do you know the number of how much you gave last year, roughly?
Sure.
Natasha does. She has that
last
information.
Year, well, see, not only do we have the cans that are a part of the can structures
right.
themselves, but then there's a community voting bin outside of each one, and we collect an additional can from anybody who comes to visit. They place the can in the bin of the can structure that they like the best. So total last year, the structures plus these community donations were 43,774 cans.
That is amazing. That's
sure
really,
is.
Really incredible. I want to talk to the food pantry folks in just a minute about how important that is and why that is so important to their mission. But I want to really stress to people just how fun this is to see these structures made out of cans. This is something that's nationwide. This is the second year it's being done in Albany. And the architectural component of this, of being able to figure out how to build this stuff, is really incredible. This year you're doing zoo animals, and that's a neat theme.
We're really excited about the theme, and I'll tell you, this is the wildest zoo you're ever going to see. The menagerie of creatures that we have in our zoo is going to be extraordinary. You know, designers want to be creative and make sure that their zoo animal is not the same as another zoo animal, so I really encourage everyone to come check it out and see how unique they are.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to that. Let us move to Natasha, who is, as I mentioned, executive director of the food pantries of the Capital District, and this is a big deal because this is like, you know, by the way, we say 43,000 last year. we want more than that this year.
I think we're going to get more this year, too.
and the thing about this community of voting is really where people can come in. Think of that as your admission. And, you know, if you want to vote, this is like Chicago elections. If you want to vote 20 times, just bring 20 cans, right?
That's right. And one of the things that's amazing about this event is the food pantries, we're a coalition of 54 pantry members. And really, we support the pantries in the area by providing funding. We purchase and collect and deliver food to the pantries. And last year's 43,000 cans was an equivalent about 40% of the food drive food that we distributed to our 54 food pantry members. So it's a huge amount of food that we get out to our members.
Oh, wow. So you had to do it again. Or you just feel awful, right? Yeah, you have to do it. That's a lot.
It is, and especially for at times, you know, this organization started in 1979 with 10 members. We have 54 members now, and last year we served over 80,000 households, which is basically over 230,000 people, and providing the equivalent of 2.3 million meals just in our area in the capital region. And with those numbers, it includes a 7% increase over 2010. And we don't think that that's going to stop this year.
Given that it makes up such a large part of what you give away, the food that that comes in from this project, if they're making a structure and they say, well, this is going to require a lot of cans of Brussels sprouts, do you kind of roll your eyes and say, you know what, we don't need Brussels sprouts, but we could really use tomato paste?
Well, I have to say we definitely value the creative process here. But our pantries do have preferences for the kinds of foods that that more people are interested in, and also the nutritional quality. And I'm not saying Brussels sprouts are not nutritious.
Well, no, but they're a hard sell, right?
Yeah. But for people who are coming in and bringing cans to participate in the voting, I think proteins are one of the things that a lot of the pantries really are in need of. Tuna fish, canned salmon, various beans. Margie, do you have any thoughts of some of the things?
Yeah, fewer processed things and more, you know, as she said, the canned fish and canned vegetables are actually quite good. So that, you know, that's a good thing.
I know, I'm picking up Brussels sprouts and I'll get letters, but, you know. And Sarah, do the architects keep that in mind when they...
Absolutely. We worked really closely with the food pantries when we first met with the teams back in January, and we gave the teams a list of the most needed foods. And there's an award that the teams can win also called Best Meal. And this takes into account exactly what you're describing. And it's an award for the can structure that makes a most complete meal rather than 3,000 of all the same thing for label purposes only.
Margie Skinner, as I mentioned, is the president of the board for the food pantries, and you've been doing this for a few years now, Margie, and I would just like to talk to you a little bit about the need, because I think that we're going to help the hungry, but how many people we have to help and how maybe we don't even fill, you know, just scratch the surface of what we need.
I think we're doing what we can. As Natasha said, there are 54 pantries that are part of our organization, and that's just in Albany and Rensselaer County. We actually have three in southern Saratoga County also. These are pantries that belong to the food bank. Which is a much bigger entity that's out right in Latham and actually buys and distributes the food to 1,000 pantries in several counties. They get it from other sources. Our pantries get most of their food from the food bank, and we supplement what they can get from the food bank. And so we try not to be competitive with that. We also provide some infant needs and things like that, diapers, which are really important. We have a lot of refugee families now. The population changes from year to year, but there's, as Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you, and we are doing our best to provide them with the basic needs of food and the thing that they need for their children. Our pantries are very diverse. Our population is very diverse, from just poor, underemployed people, unemployed people, people coming out of programs, people with addiction problems and things like that, physical problems that keep them from holding jobs, and so they need a boost. And again, a number of refugee families in the last 5 years, 3 years even, I would say, our refugee population has increased. And some of their needs are different. There are lots of babies there and children there, and that's where the infant needs program comes in. And so we are doing what we can to keep up with the demand and to reach out and to appropriately respond to the demand.
The exhibit opens Thursday. It runs through April 26th. As I mentioned, come bring the kids and bring lots and lots and lots of cans to help this wonderful cause. It's at the New York State Museum, fourth floor, right?
Yes,
fourth
sir. Floor. Right.
And the carousel floor.
Yes.
Which some zoo animals there as well. For more information, you can go to zoocandoit2012.com. Zoocandoit2012.com. Sarah, Margie, Natasha, I thank you so much for being with us and for doing this wonderful and important work, and we thank you.
We'll see you all there.
Can't wait to see you there.
Thank you.
Say hi to my wife. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.